we have to fear is fear itself.
My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls
are hot. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the other end of the way.
It's me, boy.
That's right. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've done the main show. We've been caught up in other things. Life happens. It's been extremely busy for the both of us.
It's wild out here.
In our own personal lives. But yet, here we are. Aboard the Nebuchadnezzar once again. Bringing you the latest conspiracies.
Whatever happened to a good movie trailer guy?
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Like, he died in the 90s.
Well, fuck, of course. Like the rest of us did, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to go over some things tonight that kind of fucked me up a little bit. and I noticed it recently. And I was... So there's this Instagram chat group that we have of like different podcasts, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm in there. And I went on a rant the other day. And no one shared my sentiment. And I was like, are you all fucking robots? Who am I talking to right now?
Oh, NPCs.
Yeah, well, hey, can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Turn my mic up?
Yeah, turn it up. It's kind of low in my ears.
Yeah.
You should have the one.
Yeah, I do, but it's buried behind a bunch of stuff because I never touch it.
Damn it. Well, listen, while you do that, I'm going to go ahead and go through some of the quick housekeeping because we never do. Like, we just definitely don't show our show enough love. And that was not a play on words. We don't show our show enough love. So you're going to probably start hearing some ad breaks in our shows. These are not commercials that are implemented by... Say it again.
How's that?
Keep going. A little more. Check. That's better. Now, these are not ads that are placed by Spotify, because that's who we host with. But these are ads that we are putting in our show that are our affiliates. So... Every time you hear the ad, you're supporting our affiliate. And every time you use one of the affiliates, you're supporting the affiliate that has chosen to partner with us. And it's a great way to support the show. Obviously, scrolling on the bottom of the screen right now, WBConspiracies.com. That's where you can find the affiliates. WBC Tavern is where you can find all of our extra shows. We have one, two, three, four, five shows. Five shows that you can get on there. This is going to be like a big change for the show that I'm kind of putting together since I have a little bit more free time. I feel like our schedule's kind of all over the place right now. We're going to get a little bit more structure back into it I feel like my life has kind of calmed down a lot recently. Cause man, if it wasn't the kidney infection, then my wife was passing kidney stones and I had to take time off of work and it was just, gosh, like whatever chance my hair had is gone. It's gone. So housekeeping, I think that's it. Boy, anything else? Am I forgetting something, maybe?
No. Other than my wife has also been sick, so smoke break is a tad bit behind, but we're gonna knock them out here this week, so just bear with us.
That's right. So WBCTavern.com, $5 a month, get you everything you want. It gets you the main show is always free, but Flat Earth Friday is going to be uploaded there. You got Smoke Break with Stefan Boya. You got What If coming to the platform. I mean, we're actually recording episode 2 tonight. You have Tavern Tapes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the main show. That's 5 shows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe a 6th show is in the works. I don't know. Beer and Circus. We're still playing with it. We're still talking about it.
Yeah, we're just teasing it.
Just a little teeth. So... Let's go through some of these interactions that we've had on some of our past episodes. So if we go back to episode 188, that was Biblical Flat Earth the Flat Earth and Biblical Evidence. Mm-hmm. And here it is. Awesome episode from MDMP22. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Anderson Gunner said, how are you, Big Country? Nothing big about you. can ask my wife. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I scratch my knee, I scratch my brain, if you know what I'm saying. No, there's a story behind that, but if you really want to know, I'll, you know, you can DM us him. Dragon Ahaha is this guy's name. Wow, completely changed my mind. When my daughter was 4, she said, "Mom, if the sun is so bright and so far away, why are the pictures of space always dark?" 4?
Trust the experts.
A 4-year-old saying that.
Yeah, right? It's logical. It's so fucking logical that it has to make sense, you know?
Yeah. Of course, if you ask like a globe believer, they're like,
You're really going to believe a 4-year-old?
It's the energy.
You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't get it. You don't.
That's that Joker meme where he's smoking. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No poop scoop here said, solid episode. A lot of references material to read. Andre Guzman, very enlightening. And Maman Dragon, another great episode. P.S. Big Country is gay, but remember 20 is 20. There it is. Way to bring it home, Maman Dragon. Way to bring it home. Appreciate that.
Solid anchor.
That's right. From episode 189, How to Be Truly Free with Mr. Jake Gutierrez, this person simply said yes to the question of, are you interested in becoming a national? So...
nice.
Yeah.
Man, we'll post some man we'll, of little words.
Well, it was I think it was a woman actually. Sure. You know what? There was more. I apologize. I had published them.
Oh.
And they're public on Spotify right now. So, Lil G Mama 77 said yes. Matthew Lane, shout out brother. He said hell's yes, been on Brandon's stuff, just haven't taken a leap. There's a lot, I understand that. Go Abs. I think we did read these one time. Hell yeah, I'm ready. Toaf said yes. And Justin said, yes, man. I'm so thankful to you guys. I got put onto Brandon Joe Williams because of you guys and just watched his course 3 times over. Finally about to start taking action. Yeah. Thank you guys. That's awesome.
Nice, that is dude. What Let it's, us know. Let us know how your journey goes.
That's it. Now, this is a really interesting one, okay? Because this is from episode 190. And this was Time is Wrong, We Are Younger, right? This was the episode that was only 20 minutes long.
Right.
Now, Sims, which was actually just 5 hours ago, said, absolutely, it has probably changed more times than can be counted. The most popular one is the one they make us accept right now. I mean, I would agree with that. KP Design said, time is definitely wrong. Amazing content, you guys. Oh, thank you so much, KP Design. We love you. Look at that. Earth in the hat. Anderson Gunner, love this one. What's up, big cunt? Hello. Joe Winchester, John Winchester. Dude, I'm from Oregon, and in the 90s, and my sister had a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket. Okay. I lost Boya. He's back.
I am. Yeah. All right. We got new internet. All right. Got damn fiber. It. I'm working on the Wi-Fi right now.
You get fiber?
And got fiber.
Hardline it.
Well, I've got too many hard lines. I need to get some sort of splitter or something.
Oh,
sort of
I see. Yeah. I see.
I got one going to the wife's computer in here, one to the PS5, because that's where my priorities are at.
It's duh. Duh.
So I need to get another one for this one. Because the Wi-Fi has not been good.
Mm.
But the hardwire connection, titties, can't complain.
Yeah, again, we could sit there and talk about satellites, but
yeah.
Sorry, fiber optics, guys. Speed of light.
Yeah. Right, so you were reading some comments. You started to read one, and then it.
Okay. Do you think Time is Wrong? Episode 190. Right. Sims said absolutely has probably changed more times than can be counted. The most popular one is that they make us accept right now. I agree. KP Design, time is definitely wrong. Amazing content, guys. Thank you again, KP Design. Love hearing that comment. Anderson Gunner, boy, you might like this one. What's up, big cunt? Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
John Winchester. The Winchester. Remember that movie?
The Winchester. Of course.
Shaun of the Dead.
One of my faves.
Dude, I am from Oregon, and in the 90s, my sister had a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay. Hold on, because this is where we're gonna get the episode. It's gonna get weird. Okay, Josh Joshovich said, bro, I had that Hornets jacket too. I have never been a basketball fan, and I have no idea how I got it.
Dude, I think it was just like a rite of passage. Like, it was like a badge, you know what
I
mean?
It kind of was. It kind of was. Now, Toph here just said, I think 22 minutes ain't long enough, LOL. I agree. That was a great episode. We're probably going to do more, like a longer one on that one. But so check it out, dude. Go with me on this journey, if you will.
Let's go.
Kind of like the Twilight Zone-ish, right? Okay.
Come with me on a journey.
Right. On a little journey. What if, and I'll lead you into what really messed me up, but what if, like, the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket in the 90s was, like, put there by the Matrix?
Like, hey, like as a, like as a beacon, like a,
okay,
this is what's gonna link you guys. You just don't know it yet.
So do you remember that movie on Disney Channel original, Up, Up and Away?
I can't say that the title gives it away for me.
Black superhero family. And their weakness was foil.
Are you talking Meteor Man?
No.
I don't know that one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Spilled my beer.
Oh, no.
Spilled my beer. Gosh darn it. Okay, I'm going to scoot that in. I was going to share a YouTube video.
Okay.
If we can't, hold on. I got some sticky stuff all over my desk. Oh, my God. Ben, Brian, what'd you do that for? Man. Sound like the Chrisleys. What a bunch of morons. Okay. Not YouTube.coyum. I know what I meant.
That coyum is a very Jewish website.
Yeah, YouTube coyum.
YouTube.coyum.
Up, Up and Away. Let's do trailer. Disney. Okay, so let me screen share this, if we can. And so this was like not, I don't want to say it wasn't popular.
I just looked up Robert Townsend is the dad who also played Meteor Man. So maybe that's where I'm getting the link from. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. let me crop the screen just so it's just the window. I really wasn't prepared to share this, but that's okay. So, all right, here we go. Ready for this? Mm-hmm. This is a promo. This is from 2000. Now, this is from 2003. So, it wasn't a 90s movie, I guess.
It came out in 2000.
Oh, it released in 2000. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
His mom is Warrior Woman. His brother is Silver Charge. His dad is Bronze Eagle. And he's Scott. Next, one kid will learn.
You wanted to be a superhero just as much as I did.
That in this super family,
I can't fly.
Your greatest power is just being yourself. Up, Up, and Away.
You're not gonna let go, are you?
A Disney Channel original movie coming up then.
So you don't remember that?
No, but if I was the only member of a superhero family that didn't have superpowers, I'd become a supervillain.
Yeah. So he didn't. He didn't have superpowers.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the premise of the movie. He never gets his superpowers, but like it wasn't a huge Disney Channel hit. I'm sure there's like Black Panthers that are like, it's because it's black superheroes or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But in that movie, there's this part where there's like the bad guys are like environmentalists or whatever. And this one girl's like trying to change the environment, and this guy's
throwing,
like just a.
They're throwing paint onto.
No, so like, the girl, who's one of the protagonists,
her hand to some shit.
She like is trying to help the environment, but they're using this computer program where you take a floppy disk home.
Hell yeah!
And you put it in your computer. And it uploads this program and it brainwashes the kids. And the idea was they were trying to brainwash kids into taking care of the environment. Well, this guy's like, fuck that. I'm just going to brainwash them to steal money for me from their parents and shit and bring it in envelopes, right? But it works on adults and all kinds of stuff like that too. So they wanted to see if the program worked. Well, they had uploaded this thing for one of the homework assignments, and then the kids went home and they watched it, and they're all brainwashed or whatever. And she was like, "Do you think the program works?" And he's like, "Let's see." And he's like, 3, 2, 1, and the bell rings, and then all the kids go in like a single file, like all at once, and grab ice cream sandwiches or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Yeah, it works," and they're all excited or whatever. Like, what if the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket was like a program in the Matrix of like, I don't know why, but I have to own that. I don't know why, but I got to buy that.
I hope not.
It's really shitty, right?
Yeah, no, man. I really hope that's not it, because that would suck, dude. That's like a iconic piece of 90s memorabilia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no.
Are you saying no because you want to say no?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't want it to be true.
Now, here's the part that really messed me up. And I went on a tangent on this about this the other day, and it really upset me. Okay. You've probably seen a lot of these reels on Instagram that shows like the nostalgic videos.
Yeah. And playing the same music and clips. Background. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can find one specifically. And it won't be hard because I follow a ton of like 90s stuff.
Yeah.
On Instagram, but I just wanted to play the clip of the audio that a lot of these pages use, and I started thinking to myself, and I was like, dude, that's not cool. When I started thinking about it,
they all use that same jingle, huh?
Yeah, it's the same jingle. Let me see, you know what, I shared it in that group chat, so I know it's in there. So there's a particular jingle that they all use, right? Mm-hmm. But there's like an audio clip that plays in the background. And I was having this conversation and I was like, yo, I don't hear the bird anymore. Like, not to say I don't, like, I hear birds chirping, but I don't hear that bird anymore, because I would remember hearing it, you know, outside my window on a Saturday, you know, waking up, not a care in the world, and I just don't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what are you talking about? Oh, so it's actually, it's a TikTok video that was... Okay, I found the video. Let me share it real quick. The video is really shitty too.
Hell yeah,
honest. Like, just being honest. Where's it at? Here we go. Let's crop this a little bit. And tell me, like, be straight up with me. Tell me if I'm crazy and you don't know what I'm talking about, but let's go ahead and share it right here. What is it? So it's 6 minutes long. We don't have to watch the whole thing. Okay. But like, just listen to the music in the background and kind of what the guy's saying too.
Beautiful. And hear me out on this, because I haven't been able to stop thinking about this since I realized this is where it all changed, and this is the TikTok that you're going to be thinking about all week long. So in order for this to...
I sent that to you, right?
Yeah. Keep it playing. Refresh.
Sink in. As long as you're not driving, what I want you to do is close your eyes, because it's the summer of 2006. It's 10 a.m.
It's fucked up that he says the summer of 2006. Because, like, that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, it was 4 years before I got married.
But it's shitty that they're talking about that, like, oh, that's old now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was in 06, I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh. I was 3 years out of high school.
Damn. How's your bag, dude?
Not good. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll keep playing, but like, hear the audio of the background.
Man, you're just a kid. You're lying in your bed in your room, and you are bored. There is nothing to do because there's nothing good on TV. You don't have a cell phone, and you can't use the internet because you're not allowed to because it ties up the phone line.
I don't know about 06 tying up phone lines.
We're past that, my dude.
Yeah.
We're past that.
I had a cell phone in 06.
Yeah, 2006, I was smashing motherfuckers on Halo 2. So.
Yeah. So maybe he's a little, maybe he's old, like he's probably our age, but he's talking about, you know, whatever.
Nah, or he's whatever. Fucking fake. He's AI.
The whole house is quiet. That's why you can hear the breeze outside. And that's where we all got acquainted with that bird that we came to know so well. And you are just lying there.
Yeah.
Wondering if your crush is thinking about you. Wondering if there's still pizza rolls in the freezer. Wondering what it is you're going to do today. And that quiet isn't interrupted by a notification. That quiet is interrupted by the doorbell. Or maybe it's one of 30 texts that you'll get this month because that's all you paid for on your plan. But your day is interrupted by your squad who shows up on bikes, or maybe they have an older sibling that came to pick you up in their vehicle, and that's like a really, really good day. And when your friends show up, that's when the whole day starts, and you all go out together, and you don't have cell phones, you're just with each other, and you talk to each other face to face. And here's the really big one, is whatever you do today is going to boil down to three solid options. You're either going to hit the mall, and you don't go to shop or spend money. Like, you're not going to actually do anything. It's just to be somewhere else together. And you're not going to buy anything or spend any money unless maybe you bump into your crush and their friend group. And then maybe you spend the little money that you have in your pocket to go to the movies or hit the food court. But it's not about the movie, and it's not about the food. It's about the people that you're with. Option number two is heading over to somebody's house so that you can all be bored together. And this is where the best memories of our entire lives came from. These are the days and memories that are going to stick with you in your mind that make you happy just remembering them. And they will stick with you until the day you die. And the thing is, they came off the back of a day that was just boring, but you were with your friends and you don't realize how special that is when you're in that moment. But you will when you're grown. And those moments are memorable because of the people that you're with. Do you notice a pattern here? Because option number three, which is going to resonate more for the guys, but option number three was heading over to somebody's house for a LAN party or a Halo party, and you all just play video games together. And you're playing in the same house. And it's not really about winning, because it kind of is.
Yeah, this guy's timeline is fucked up, about dude. Unless we're... He's like Mandela affected, you know what I mean? Because at that point in time, you didn't need a LAN party. We could play over the internet.
Yeah, but like in 06 for me, I was still playing at my buddy's houses, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you might go over and play, but I don't think we were doing LAN parties. Like, I wasn't taking my TV over at that point because I'd be like, no, I'll hit you up when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, his timeline's definitely off, but
yeah. Now if this was like 2099, yeah, got it for sure.
But when he talks about the bird, dude,
mm-hmm.
I don't hear the bird anymore.
I haven't heard that bird in a while.
I have not heard the bird in a long time. And I went on this rant, like I made an audio clip and I sent it, and everyone's like, "Shooty, it's a dove, what do you mean?" I'm like, okay. Obviously, you're all lizard people.
Yeah, but the, like, when's the last time you recognized, you know? And I mean, in defense of myself, the first thing I hear in the morning are three crazy kids.
Yeah.
Or I'm waking up too early for the birds to be out.
Right. One of the two. Even the birds are like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
It's not one. Yeah, it's either or, you know? So.
But so there's two things that resonate with me with that. One, like you said, I haven't heard the bird long time.
Yeah.
Right? Now, let's go with the one that makes me feel a little bit better. And that is, this is just part of growing up. Right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm either up before the birds are, So I don't get to hear birds chirping, because in my opinion, birds chirping is extremely relaxing. Mm-hmm. Like, unless it's a fucking crow.
Or fucking, you know, woodpecker just smashing. Yeah.
Or this is what got me pretty upset.
God damn it.
That bird was
discontinued.
Yeah, like that bird was in our matrix.
And whenever we shifted out of it, we lost like that bird, mm-hmm. that sound from that bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even ashamed to say that I believe that more than any other. Like, yeah, it sucks, you know, but I still find plenty of enjoyment in the things that I know now, you know. But yeah, that's pretty shitty. Because I think everybody remembers, like, laying there, you hear the birds, you hear that bird specifically, right? And I remember because I used to mimic that bird all the time. And then fucking now I don't hear that shit.
And one day you woke up and you heard it for the last time and you didn't even know it.
It's really shitty, dude, because it's kind of like that thing, like, yeah, you and your group of friends went outside and played for the very last time and you didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. like that definitely fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, there's just times where all of that shit comes to an end, but there's no, like, ending.
Yeah, there's not, like, like, confetti doesn't fall.
Yeah, you know? Like, level complete. You know? Yeah. There's no loot box. There's nothing.
Yeah. It's crazy, man, because I get what he's saying in the video of right. some of my better days and days that I think about more often than not mm-hmm. is days where I was like, fuck am I going to do today?
Yeah.
I have no idea what to do today. I have not had a day where I was like, man, what am I going to do today in like,
you know what though, dude,
years.
It comes back around. It does, because you're going to get to a certain point where, you know, the kids are going to be older. Right. Like Storm Shadow might be in, you know, first, second grade, you know, and you're kind of like, OK, shit, we don't have any plans. There's nobody has a fucking birthday party they got invited to this weekend. There's no hockey practice. There's no games on. There's nothing. Right. So it's like, hey, what do you guys want to do? I don't know. Let's just drive to the one spot that like these kids like to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then or some silly shit like let's drive here and do whatever it is. And so you find yourself doing that same type of shit you would do with your friends in high school or middle school, but just like with your family, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, wife was like, hey, we're it snowed in Julian, so we're going to the snow. So see if you can leave early. You got it. Show up to the school, pull the kids out, go to the snow, you know, have fucking lunch in the snow and then drive back home, stop and get some pie on the way out. You know what I mean? Like that shit, it all comes around. You just do it with different people, dude. And the best part about it is that you're like burning these memories into your kids' heads. So when they become our age, like they're going to go back to thinking, man, remember that one time we just like got out of school early and went and fucking had pie and played in the snow. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's like you gotta be cautious, or you have to be conscious of like the new memories you're making, because these kids, they gotta have that same kind of experience. You know what I mean? I want them to. So we try and do as much silly shit like that as we can, dude. Even if it's like, hey, got the kids out of school, cool. We're going straight to the park. We're not even going home. You know what I mean?
Right. How and about
it's cool.
How about we watch one more that's pretty depressing?
Oh, okay. Sign me up.
So there's no words to this, so I'll read it as it plays. But for the audio listeners, obviously. But if you don't watch our podcast, I'd recommend watching it. But here we go. You didn't notice, but sleepover with your friends. You visited Blockbuster on Friday night for the last time. You left your bikes here with your friends for the last time. You played at the mall playground for the last time. You burnt your ass on this slide for the last time. You were carried into your bed from your car nap for the last time. Your jelly shoes didn't fit anymore. You had your last McDonald's party. You played your last Game Boy for the last time. You had your last nap at school. You woke up before sunrise to see what Santa brought you for the last time. You had peak excitement of visiting Toys R Us for the last time. You had your last sick day from school. You had your last 6 week summer school holiday. Last time you had excitement at meeting Santa. You grew up.
Yeah, that sucks. You know what I mean? Because all that stuff you do remember, but unfortunately, and I mean, it's happened to our parents. It happened to their parents.
Yeah. Like,
there is no resemblance of that anymore. There's no toy stores. Like, you can go, you can find a toy store, but it's not the same
cheap
experience.
Bullshit.
Yeah. And, you know, out here we have Geppetto's here and there, depending on where you go. There's a couple down at Old Town, which is tight because they have not just like the newest kind of toy. They're all like kind of old school kids toys. You can find tin toys, wood toys, things like that. You know what I mean?
Bro, I saw in the, okay, because you know how our timeline's all fucked up. It's all blended and shit right now, and the 90s are coming back.
Yeah.
So when we were getting set up for Storm Shadow's party, the wife wanted to go to, what's that one crafty store chicks like?
Michael's.
No, not Michael's.
Joann's.
Not Joann's.
Hobby Lobby.
Yep, that one.
Okay.
Hobby Lobby. And I walked down the toy aisle, because like Storm Shadow is getting now to the age where he's more cognizant of the things that are around him, mm-hmm. as far as like crafts and toys and things like that. His imagination is growing. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, the other day, so funny. He was riding his dirt bike in the house, his little motorized one, and he fell off of it. We looked at him and we're like, "You're all right?" Because we never react to him unless he screams.
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, "Are you all right?" And he went, "Oh shit!" And then and then last night he said, "What the fuck?" And it was hilarious.
It is hilarious, dude. And you're trying so hard, right? And you're like, because my wife will be like, "That's a bad word," and I'm like, "It's not a bad word. It's an adult word. There's a difference."
Yeah, it's just an adult word.
Yeah,
shouldn't say it to you a little older. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. But when they get hurt, usually I'm like, "You want to say a bad word?" And Dom is right like, now. "No," and let Belle will be like, "Poop," and Zeke's like, "Fuck!" You're like, all right.
Oh, the innocence of girls versus boys, man. It's so funny.
Yeah. I feel like Zeke hurts himself on purpose to say some bad words.
Ow, Dad, I hurt myself, bitch.
Hold up, dude. I feel like that was directed at me.
Yeah, what was that about, bro? Trying to go outside or what? So we were looking at the toy section. Bro, I saw Kinects. Kinects are back in stores. Yeah, Kinects. Dude. If you don't know what Kinects are, you're too young for this show.
Dude, telling you right now, something that, and it'll be great for both kids, but Storm Shadow will love it. You can find them at like Walmart and shit like that, and they're called Magna Blocks. And like, squares, big squares, rectangles, triangles, and depending on the set, some of them will come with like little wheels and things like that. But dude, the kids still to this day, we've had this for, I don't know, 5 years since Dom was, you know, about five years old. And still to this day, all three of the kids still play with them. It's like endless amounts of fun, dude, because then you can do like dominoes. Like you don't necessarily have to build a thing, you know?
Right.
It's fucking super cool, dude. And
I know some of my nieces and nephews have those for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
Storm Shadow would dig.
I'm just waiting for Erector sets to come back, and then I'm like, okay, now I know the timeline's fucked up.
That'd be tight.
Okay, so that's going to be the question for the episode, right? Do you remember the bird? Or should it be, do you hear the bird anymore?
Do you when's the last time you remember hearing the bird?
So, and I'm genuinely asking this. Am I fucking losing it, dude? Because I couldn't tell you the last time I've heard the bird.
I haven't. And I'm trying to figure out, like I said, is it because I get up before the birds, or is it because like usually the first thing I hear is the kids? You know what I mean? And I'm going to try and take care. Now, it's not something I can do until the weekend, but
yeah,
I'm going to try and take care and see if I could hear it. You know what I mean? It's spring is about to spring. You know, it's going to sprung up here pretty soon.
Spring and sprung.
Spring is sprunging, you know? So once it starts springing, I'm going to pay a little closer attention to see if I can hear that bird.
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard because it's a very specific bird. It's not just birds chirping.
Yeah.
Like, spring is sprung around here.
Yeah.
And we're getting into the nice weather, and then it's going to turn into, like, tornado weather. But, yeah, I mean, I walk outside during the a summer day or a sunny day, and I heard the birds chirping.
Yeah.
I don't hear that bird anymore.
That one in particular, yeah. Like, yeah, to be clear, we're hearing birds.
Yeah, we're not
that bird specifically.
This is not a bird's fake episode.
Yeah, no. That's a whole other box of chocolate.
Pigeons are fake, but...
Yeah. And I and maybe crows and ravens, but that's a whole different topic. Yeah, but that's a good question. When's the last time you heard that bird? Do you ever remember hearing that bird?
Yeah, dude. Some of the I gotta say, man. There's one thing that I do miss about California, and it's not. I don't think it's unique to the geography. Well, okay.
It's this guy.
Yeah, we miss you guys. I don't know if it's unique to the geographical location of California. I feel like it's more of the memories I had that were associated with the geographical location. And I mean, so you know how like in Riverside, like you can see the mountains and there's palm trees.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like... Also, like in an industrial area, there's like warehouse buildings.
Like if you were to look, like at a distance from most places in Southern California, you'll be like in an urban environment. But then there's palm trees. But then there's mountains.
Yeah,
and like it's very like where the fuck am I? Like
yeah,
there's not a whole lot of places I feel like get that kind of point across.
Right,
in such a big volume of area. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I just and I was talking to Nicole about this the other night, and like I've said, I mean I've said this on the show, but one of my favorite Disney Channel original movies is Motocrossed, and I did not grow up riding dirt bikes. Right now, Nicole did, and I'm sure Storm Shadow that'll be a part of his life, and he loves that movie. He loves dirt bikes. He has like six of them, like little action figure, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But like seeing those clips in the movie remind me of certain areas in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah, oh, man, I miss that. And then incorporate the bird. And I'm like, oh, man, I could think about Saturday mornings waking up. It's 72 already, you know, outside.
Yeah,
you hear
already
that
thinking
fucking
like,
bird.
Hell yeah, dude. Hopefully we can get a fucking swim in somewhere today.
Right.
Yeah.
The bird.
And that, yep, and that bird. And you don't even know it until you don't hear it.
Because it's gone from our matrix.
Ah.
What do you think, man? Do you think it's... Do you think it was something that was pulled from our program?
Well, I think there's things that like are kind of hold sacred to our generation. And I think that some of those things had to be destroyed in order for them to pull off this whole, or just coincidentally became destroyed when whatever happened to our timeline happened, right? It's like, they're like, here, we'll take this dope shit you remember and trade you for this bullshit right here. And we didn't get a fair trade, you know?
Sure didn't.
All of the shit that we enjoyed so much. And like I said, dude, it's not just our generation. This happened to our parents' generation and their parents' generation. Are the things that you held dearly in that time where you're developing into a young man and you're starting to figure shit out, it's gone, right? You can no longer go to a Game Crazy or a Hollywood Video or a Blockbuster. You know, there's no more midnight releases for video games and movies. Like it's just like those little things that were, even if you were an introvert, you were doing it because it was fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like there are plenty of introverts who are dressing up to go to a movie premiere or going to hang out with the all kinds of different people you would meet at a midnight video game release, you know? And all that shit is dead now. Everything is digital and it sucks. Best Buy stopped selling physical media. Did you hear about that?
I didn't know it was all of it.
Yeah. Gone. Can you believe that shit?
It's weird. Do you remember going into like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, and the CDs, right? Mm-hmm. They had like this big long plastic attachment to it.
Yeah.
It was like a giant coat hanger for the CD.
Yeah.
Like the CD was on the top and this plastic U came down from the
Yeah, when they first started selling them, they were in big, it was like a handle on this little fucking CD case. And you had to like walk it up there and like, here it is, and like, and pull everything apart and give it to you, you know? Yeah, dude. You know, I remember walking into Tower Records. You could spend 4 hours inside of a Tower Records because you could go and scan the barcode and listen to like the top single on almost every single album, you know?
Yeah. Do you remember that from the, what were they called? Clip Beats?
Yeah. What were they called? I know exactly what you're talking about.
They put like 15 seconds of a song.
Yeah. Real quick. And you could get them from like, I don't know if it was McDonald's or Burger King or something, but I know there was some fast food spot that had them, or you could just buy them at like at Walmart or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like real quick, fucking little
super quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Beat clips or clip beats or some shit like
that. Man, I want to say it was Clip Beats, but I can't. Clip Beats. I think it was Clip Beats. Let me see. Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
Clip Beats. Images. Let's go 90s. No, it wasn't Clip Beats. What was it, dude?
I don't know.
I wonder if eBay would have something.
Maybe.
Clip Beats. Try that. Definitely not that.
Hit Clips.
Hit Clips. Is that what it is?
Hit Clips.
Hit Clips.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Hit Clits. Hit Clits.
Hit. Hitting them clits, dude.
Hitting clits.
Yo.
Yeah, dude. Hit Clips.
That's so wild.
That was tight.
Okay, let me show this on screen for everyone under the age of 25.
And this predates iPods.
Oh, man. Look at this, dude, with a little freaking boom box, brother. Hell boom, yeah. Little
yeah, dude. That's right, dude. The little radio it came with.
That's so funny, man.
Hell yeah! And you just had like a ring of them. You know what I mean?
He's gone. He's gone now.
Who is that?
Smash Mouth.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Sugar Ray, Britney Spears. Britney Spears, back when she was hot and sane. NSYNC classics.
Yeah, and it was just. Boom, real quick.
And it it literally played like 15 to 20 seconds of just a song, and that was it.
Is there a Hit Clips commercial on YouTube?
Oh, there's gotta be.
There's gotta be.
Let's pull up YouTube.
Hell yeah.
Hit Clips commercial.
Yeah, dude. You're out there, your sister's got her Hit Clips, and she's fucking on a Skip It.
Coming at you right between the ears is Hit Clips music to get you grooving. Hit Clips is a slick micro music system.
Package
is small, but pumps out monster sound.
Oh!
Breaks down like this. We clip, 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 and sample songs, so only the groove sticks.
Throw down your music your way. Hit it!
O-Town.
With Hitclip, don't make me plug the wind.
Hitclip, micro music system. You can collect them all. Each sold separately.
Look at that. Does not play full song.
Does not play full song. Yeah, yeah, it was only like 15, 20 seconds of a song.
Man. Wow, man. You think they're going to come back out with those?
That would be cool. They should.
I'd probably buy one.
Yeah, well, dude, because right now, like, you don't just come buy music anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you used to just be able to go and kind of stroll. Like, all right, let's see what's new in the fucking punk section. Let's see what's new. And now it's like, no, someone has to put you onto some shit unless you already know. You know what I mean? Or it's some shit you hear on the radio, but.
Yeah, dude. That's so wild. Let's go ahead and swap back the screen. Oh, I lost Boy again for a second.
Hey, hooligans, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm here to tell you about an exclusive offer for a powerful health product, Youngevity. Supercharge your mind, body, and spirit with this special offer. By selecting this offer, you will receive a free book from noticebooks.org. So click the link in the episode description to receive 35% off this bundled package and take back your health from the globalist elites. They're turning the freaking frogs gay. Yeah!
Oh, man. What do you think? Wrap it here so we can do What If?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Oh, man. So that's it. Tonight, we didn't, you know, nothing. We didn't have anything planned. And there's plenty of stuff to talk about, but I really wanted to talk about the bird.
Yeah.
I got to know. Hooligans, if you listen to this episode, please answer the question. I got to know.
Yeah.
Like that scene from Remember the Titans when he's like, quit messing with my mind, man. I got to know. Like, I think Coach has been letting Petey out in the sun for too long. I was trying to figure out why I have such a red tint on me right now.
I don't know, dude.
Maybe because I'm on the moon.
Yeah, and it's the sunlight bouncing off of the surface of the moon.
Did you see that stupid shit that they came out with the other day with a private company that landed a whatever on the moon?
What did they say?
Well, there was like video of it.
Oh, did it look like the one from India, or was it better quality at least?
Better.
Okay.
Why not? We'll just take out the show with that because it's silly. Can't believe we watched some of this stuff. It's so ridiculous. Okay. First of all, I did an episode about this on Flat Earth Friday, but I was very brief. Do you know what they named the lander?
It's lander, we're full of shit.
Close.
It's a Native American word.
Lander, full of shit.
No, it's called Odysseus. Mm. And do you know what Odysseus is known for?
Odysseus went on a voyage.
Yeah, right? So, you
Did
look
he go
him
to
up.
The underworld?
Look him up on Google. He's known as a great orator and a trickster.
Mm.
The joke writes itself, man.
Hell yeah. Well, listen, dude. Why would they lie to us? Everybody would have to be on board if that was the case, dude.
Okay, you ready? All right, I'm going to share the video. We're going to sign off. We're going to go record another episode. Hooligans, thank you so much for joining us. The bird. I got to know. I have to know more than Boya has to know. I need to know. Help me out in my mental well-being. I need to know about the bird. Okay?
Tell us about the bird.
I need to know. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Houston, Odysseus has found his new home.
This morning, history on the moon.
We are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
After a week-long flight totaling more than 620,000 miles, a 14-foot-tall lunar lander named Odysseus successfully landing on the lunar surface just after 6 p.m. Thursday.
Check out the flat Earth map on their table. That's cool. Yeah.
Mission Control reporting that the craft is upright and transmitting data.
Today, for the first time in more than a half century, the U.S. has returned to the moon.
Odysseus, or ODI, is the first U.S.-built spacecraft to land on the moon since 1972. The company behind Odie, Intuitive Machines, is the first business to land a private spacecraft on the moon. But it wasn't all smooth sailing.
And we'll stand by and monitor as Nova Controls continues to work this issue.
As Odie prepared to land, Mission Control found that the navigation system used to guide the lander to the surface wasn't working.
We're not dead yet.
Luckily, the team was able to rewrite the lander's software, taking control of an experimental navigator.
On the fly. Industry's best right there. These guys are fucking geniuses. Hold on. Rewriting code now.
Oh, the software's not working?
Let me just rewrite it. I'll just rewrite it right now, okay? And then we'll wirelessly, via satellite, update. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance. I'm going to cut that clip in.
Enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
Fucking idiot. Why was I even... I shouldn't have even... Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Moon water.
Gravity of Earth. And no atmosphere.
Here's the funny thing. You know what they said about Odysseus when it landed? It fell over.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So it's a much easier place to launch deeper into the solar system. It really is the...
Dude, look at that thing. It's covered in fucking foil. And there's a Columbia cardboard box on it.
Yeah, but that's all you need to go through the atmosphere. Even though the atmosphere ranges from thousands of degrees to negative hundreds of degrees. That's all. You just need a little foil, a little cardboard. Dude, haven't you ever seen the movie The Martian?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he used poop to make potatoes, dude. His own poop.
Duh. Duh. Yeah.
Science, dude.
Launching pad into human exploration out into deep space.
And we could see images who from Odie later today.
So that they did say that was an animation.
Oh, okay.
If I go back.
Human exploration.
Intuitive Machines animation.
Okay.
So I guess we'll just take their word for it.
Right. That's what it would look like if you were standing on it.
Nope.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Dumb.
Well.
I don't buy it.
You know, thank goodness we pretend to land on the moon.
Yeah.
It's 2024 and we pretend to land on the moon.
Yeah. Well, I love how he's like, it's in 50 years, the United States is back on the moon. And it's like, yeah, but according to the scientific community, India beat us back there, right? Like China has been hanging out. So what are we jumping and jiving about? Like, what's the big fucking... You know.
Well, because, boy, they couldn't figure it out. Remember we destroyed the technology?
Yeah.
I'd go back in a nanosecond. Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
All right.